Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Allowed to believe things that weren't true, and I would ask questions about them and talk about them. And that is absolutely what I regret.
You would think that the Republican leadership in the Congress would have some sense of responsibility to this institution. If any of our members threatened the safety of other members, we'd be the first ones to take them off of the committee.
Nancy Pelosi gone wild. She freaks out at the Republicans for Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, although she was stripped from two committees for extremist remarks, and 11 Republicans jumped on that train, that vote to boot her off those committees. Lots of chatter in the backyards across the country over this, and what does it all mean, and how does it affect you, if it does affect you. And of course it does, because who represents on the Hill does matter, and those votes, even though she represents a certain district in Georgia, she still is part of a group of legislators that ultimately decide on things that affect you and me. Kate Delaney, so it's a little of this and a little of that. It's the same yin-yang that we have been seeing really for decades, I think. And now it's just at that boiling over point since January 6th and the siege on the Capitol. And next week it's going to be much of the same because of the president's impeachment trial in the Senate, which, by the way, he is not testifying, and that's not a shocker because that wasn't expected to happen. So the action today in Washington, D.C., was that the Democratic-led House voted mostly along party lines to remove Georgia Republican Rep. Marjorie Taylor Greene from her two committees, following a lot of debate where there was finger-pointing, blame, and all kinds of things, including threats of repercussions. The vote was 230 to 199, 11 the number, again, of Republicans joining the Democrats in stripping her from Education and Labor Committee and a Budget Committee for, they say, a slew of incendiary conspiracies and menacing social media post before she was elected. I think the big thing that happened was the show and tell. So Majority Leader Steny Hoyer, the Democrat from Maryland, walked all the way around the well of the House holding up a big poster, and it depicted an ad that was put on Facebook by Greene showing her holding an assault weapon next to photos of the three Democratic reps, AOC, Omar, and Tlaib, part of the group known as the Squad, and the ad read, Squad's worst nightmare. And what he said is, I urge my colleagues to look at the image, tell me what that message sends, what do you think it is? And he said, imagine your faces on this poster. Imagine that. For Taylor, she said that 9/11 was horrible. She cried and she prayed on that day. And she said, during my campaign, I never said any of the things that are now coming up since I have been elected to Congress, but I wasn't elected years ago. Those were words of the past, and these things do not represent me. They do not represent my district. They do not represent my values. It was before joining Congress that she posted videos of her questioning whether the 9/11 terrorist attacks ever happened, stalking and going after a teen survivor of the deadly Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School shooting in Parkland, Florida, and suggesting that space lasers by Jewish people were causing deadly wildfires in California. She has said school shootings were staged by Democrats to promote gun laws and that the stage was being set to hang former President Barack Obama and former Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. So obviously it was a series of inflammatory posts that have been unearthed in the last couple of weeks, mostly by the news media. But Democrats have called for her to be ousted after all of these comments about Democrats, and several Republicans condemned earlier posts but said she deserved leniency because they were made before she was sworn in. They called the unprecedented move by one party to unseat a member of another nothing but a partisan power grab by the Democratic majority more interested in revenge than forgiveness or fairness. One of the things that Kevin McCarthy said was, I would remind them what Republican Senate Leader Mitch McConnell said when Democrats voted to nuke the judicial filibuster. You'll regret this, and you may regret this sooner than you might think. So anyway, the vote to remove the Georgia freshman congresswoman from both committees came the day after Republican leaders opted not to punish her during a very, what I'm told was, contentious closed-door meeting. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who's been incredibly vocal on this, said Democrats were compelled to act. She said she was profoundly disturbed by Republicans who did nothing to muzzle Green, whom she dubbed a QAnon adherent, during a news conference before the House vote. So, at some point, sounding, from what I could see, sounding contrite and combative, and at other times just defending, Green said that the media had distorted her record by taking her post out of context, but she also admitted she naively believed too much of what she read and absorbed on the internet that played into her deep mistrust of the government, including post on a QAnon site in 2017, disputing allegations that then-President Donald Trump colluded with Russia to win the 2016 election. What's so interesting about this, and she spoke for about 10 minutes, she had a mask on with the words free speech. She talked about her deep admiration for Trump, her opposition to abortion, her mistrust of mainstream media. She called school shootings absolutely real, and that the 2001 terrorist attacks absolutely happened, and said that she cried and watched it on the news. So until Thursday's floor speech, she mostly was silent about all of this through her campaign, but they sent out when she was campaigning, and then got it eventually. But then her campaign sent out a fundraising appeal on Wednesday. And what do you think happened with that fundraising appeal? Let's put it this way. A lot of people decided to donate to Marjorie Taylor Greene. I mean, a lot. They were small, you know, donations, but the money, I mean, the fundraising, the machine was just on fire. You know, at one point, she asked supporters for $50,000 to send a message amid this expulsion, and she's getting the money. So, you know, there was a tweet where she said, help me raise $50,000 today and send this message. Text it to the number. Democrats are trying to expel me from Congress. And there was a lot of money that was raised, so she was amassing a war chest, of course, that can be used to keep her maybe not in those positions because she's not removed from Congress, but from those committees. It is about the numbers. She knows that. We know that. That's next.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today. Money, money, money. I said that Marjorie Taylor Greene raised a bunch of it, so let me give you the figures. On Twitter, she announced she raised $325,000 in just 2 days, $150,000 on Tuesday, $175,000 on Wednesday. Most of the money came from grassroots followers, and that tops, we can count, including 10,000 supporters on Tuesday. Last week, she raked in $1.6 million from nearly 60,000 people over an undisclosed time period as Democrats began to call for her expulsion from the committees, which she was booted from the committee. She has a huge social media following, especially for a freshman congresswoman. Ready for this? More than 340,000 Twitter followers on her personal account. And, of course, she's been getting massive media exposure, although she's very critical of it lately because of the kind of media that she is getting. But the negative press raises money certainly for the Republicans. And certainly in this particular instance, in one thing she said on a Twitter post, she said, "They're attacking me because I'm one of you. We will not back down. We will never give up." So she did lose those committee posts, but, and again, 11 Republicans said that they or voted for her to be knocked off of those committees, but that was it, just the 11. The rest didn't do that, and I don't think that's a shocker, but again, she definitely has a voice, but she has a following, and she is a money machine, cha-ching. That vote, by the way, was 230 to 199. The committees, Education and Labor, and the other one was a Budget Committee. So the money numbers, though, are just crazy. And you have to be this is the truth. I don't care if you're an independent. I don't care what you call yourself, a Tea Partier, elected by the people through radio. I mean, you can make anything up you want, but I'm just being serious about this. It is about money. You have to be able to raise money because it costs so bloody much to run for office in this country, and she's got backers, just like the president has a lot of backers, and that helped certainly with the first run in 2016. It helped the last time around, but it wasn't enough to push him over the top. But now what happens next week will be curious to see with the former president, because if I don't think the votes are there, because you'd have to have 17 Republicans on the one article of impeachment. So that would mean if Donald Trump wanted to run again in 2024, he could run again. He could run again. Unless we see how that plays out perhaps differently in the Senate. And again, that starts next week. All right, the Super Bowl, according to Madden, goes to the Chiefs. They do a simulation show, and they play it out, and Madden NFL 21 picked the Chiefs to win. So the Super Bowl 55 is just a few days away, and the predictions have rolled in. And we, of course, did our nail the score. I had a lot of people that emailed guesses, and thanks to all the people who called in. What was interesting in the simulation is Pat Mahomes, the quarterback for Kansas City, got the go-ahead touchdown on a 12-yard fourth-quarter scramble to put Kansas City on top 34-27. And he ended up taking home the MVP award. He threw for 422 yards and four touchdowns. Bah, bah, bah. And for Tom Brady, he threw for 322 yards, three touchdowns, and an interception. So this Super Bowl is going to be different. It's not going to have the big fan base, and it's going to be filled with all the commercials. And I think there's going to be a lot of people that will watch the Super Bowl, but it just has a different feel, because will there be Super Bowl parties? Will people sneak out to Super Bowl parties? Or maybe not sneak, just say, I'm just going. This is what I'm doing. I'm going to these Super Bowl parties, and I'm not worried about it. And certainly that is the prerogative. We live in a free country, and while we see COVID soaring in some places, I'm not naive enough to think that nobody's going to say, you know, that a lot of people are, everybody's just going to say, I think a lot of people will stay home, but there will also be people that will go out. And as somebody who's covered 15 Super Bowls, I lived in Vegas, I lived in California, I've been to some incredible, I've had some incredible front row seats to this stuff, and politically, too, I've had some incredible front row seats, much different from what we're seeing today. But I know that this is, it's just so hard when this is that party. It's like an American celebration, even if you hate football. I mean, people I know who hate football would go to great parties and they would talk about the parties. They flew to Vegas. It was great. We did this. We did that. Yeah. All right. I don't want to spoil the fun after talking about the Super Bowl, even though it's going to be a little bit different. But I saw a story today that I'm doing some more research on. But what I read was that we face about 4,000, you ready for this, variants of the novel coronavirus. I hate the word variant. I hate it. Because what does that mean? We're racing for all these vaccines and trying to improve these vaccines. But now thousands of variants, and especially you have the British variant, you have the South African, you have the Brazilian, and they appear to spread more swiftly than the others. But will the current vaccines, will they work against the new variants or not? And what many scientists are saying, not all, is that it's very unlikely that the current vaccine won't be effective on the variants. But especially when it comes to severe illness or hospitalization, but they can't guarantee that 100%. And this is what happens. Viruses mutate, but usually it's on a smaller scale from what I'm told. So this isn't, I mean, none of that's good news. We don't want to hear that, right? And what we want to hear is more people are being vaccinated. We have herd immunity. We live in a country of free choice, so you don't have to get vaccinated. But there are people that desperately want to be vaccinated because they know somebody that got ill and almost died from it, or they know people that died from it, or they're just frightened for their family and they don't want to take a risk that they're going to be the one that somehow infects the family. And we know these scenarios. We've talked about them. In fact, my pal Mark Goldman is coming on the show on Sunday, and he told me when we had a conversation today, because he had it, that he had to stay in a hotel. He's got two young children, and we've been friends for a long time, and he's in New York, and he said, I would not wish this on my worst enemy. He said it was the worst thing, hands down, period, ever, that he's gone through. So I think what people are willing to do and what people have seen is different, of course, because it depends on your experience with it and the people around you, their experience with it, who feels okay about a restaurant, who social distance at a restaurant, who wants to support local restaurants. I can tell you, if I had $5 in my pocket, I love my community, and they have given back to me and my family, and I would give back to them. And I support local businesses. So if I have to pull up curbside or whatever, I did anything I could and still do it to try to help those businesses, try to help the local businesses. And some of them didn't make it. And people I know have lost jobs. And that's why we see the soaring unemployment numbers. And then the argument over the stimulus and what is going to happen with the stimulus. Are there going to be $1,400 checks or not? I think there will be, but it's unclear whether there will be a bipartisan deal or not. I know that President Biden is trying to work that out, but negotiating and having it happen, I mean, that's a whole different thing. So who knows if it becomes a reality. When we talk about numbers, and this is about numbers, Johnson & Johnson is seeking emergency FDA authorization for the single shot that they say is effective, not 100%, but 85% effective. And so we'll see that the FDA will go through this in a couple of weeks. Once they do, this will be on the market. They don't anticipate any problems. And it only requires a single shot, one single shot. Go to England next.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
On his first trip to the State Department since taking office, President Biden had words of encouragement.
America is back. Diplomacy is back at the center of our foreign policy.
The president said he wants to work things out diplomatically, but the U.S. will once again stand up against aggression.
I made it clear to President Putin, in a manner very different from my predecessor, that the days of the United States rolling over in the face of Russia's aggressive actions, interfering with our elections, cyber attacks, poisoning its citizens, are over.
He said he'll stop the withdrawal of troops stationed in Germany, in support for Saudi Arabia's military offensive in Yemen, and make support for LGBTQ rights a cornerstone of democracy. This is USA Radio News. The House has voted to strip Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene of her committee positions over past comments she made promoting executing Democratic lawmakers and conspiracy theories. In a 230 to 199 vote, Greene's House colleagues voted to oust the newly elected Georgia Republican from the Education and Budget Committees. The vote was largely divided along party lines, with 11 Republicans joining Democrats in their vote to remove Greene from the committees. Lawmakers took issue with her past comments that included calling for violence against political leaders, including House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, as well as questioning school shootings and spreading anti-Semitic conspiracy theories. In remarks on the House floor before the vote, Greene expressed regret for the statements, some of which she claimed were made by people who were running her social media accounts. Greene was also known for supporting QAnon conspiracy theories. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
To England this time around on Author's Corner for a conversation with Rob Holmes, who's really tapped into something that you all know I care about, which is mindfulness. But think about introducing mindfulness for children. He's written a couple of children's books, one called Master Owl Meets Miss Bunny, and I have a thing for owls, so the book is so well done. The Little Drop of Water, excellent as well, and the illustrations are phenomenal. Anybody with any children in their lives, you need to go and pick these up, and you can get them on Amazon. And oh, by the way, you don't even have to be a child, and I think you would appreciate both of these. So, Rob, thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks so much for having me on, Kate.
So tell us about your journey. What led you to writing these children's books?
Well, it's an interesting journey, which I feel I don't have a huge amount of control on. It's just something that's happened. I've always loved children, always liked being around children. I probably prefer children to adults for company, to be honest. And my last business that I had used to make baby products. So that was great because we're always surrounded by families coming in to test products. So I was really into helping families, basically. And then I had a very unexpected spiritual awakening whilst driving on a motorway here in England. And that changed everything for me. I put the company up for sale and sold it 18 months later and found myself learning a new way about the world, learning about universal wisdom and about meditation and mindfulness. And I can't remember making a decision, but I just found myself writing children's books with all of these stories and wisdom woven into the words.
Wow, how powerful is that? And you and I talked off the air, and you said it, and I think this is powerful for people listening to this interview all over the states and as other places as well, because we have many listeners in the UK and Australia and other wonderful places in the world. There is something to not ignoring that nudge, right? So you didn't ignore the nudge.
I didn't at all. I mean, it was a very gentle nudge, but it was a life-changing nudge. It was like being lifted off one railway track and being placed on another railway track that I didn't even know was running in parallel to my main life. and then it went off on a different course. And it was interesting. I think people might have these moments, but then they fall back into their normal life. I never went back to my normal life. I mean, I literally never stepped foot back into my office again. And I had 35 staff working for me at a company I've been running for 13 years. And I felt so different about my life. I never even went back into the office. It was that dramatic.
Wow. And can you just imagine, probably the people that worked for you thought, wow, what is going on with Rob?
They probably still do. Like, what's happened to Rob? He's gone strange. They must have. I mean, we were looking to sell the business at some point. And so that was just the point at which to step back and let other people have a go at running the business. And I think over time, those that have kept in contact with me can see that my life went down a different route, like another chapter.
And so the route that you take in writing the children's books, and we'll talk about each one, but Master Owl Meets Miss Bunny, how did that idea come to you? And what do you hope that kids take away from reading it?
Well, I was sitting there thinking about how can I create a children's character that can almost be a bit of an alter ego of mine and deliver wisdom into the stories. And I just suddenly, this whole idea of Master Owl appeared in my head. I mean, I can remember writing in my journal, and suddenly the word Master Owl fell out of my fingertips onto the page. And I'm like, okay, a wise owl, a sort of Yoda figure. Yeah, okay, that's good. And then I just started writing a poem, actually. So that first book is written as a poem. And I just started writing the poem, and it kind of wrote itself. And what I wanted to do was I wanted to mix mindfulness, and Master Owl has this thing called a magical mindful moment, or a for short. And he has these magical mindful moments with each of the animals that he meets. And the first animal that he meets is a little bunny. And the little bunny is very unhappy because she just feels overwhelmed. She doesn't feel part of the wood that she's in. She feels very small and disconnected from life. So after a magical mindful moment, Miss Bunny realizes through Master Owl's teaching that she is actually connected to everything in the wood, to the bees and to the trees and to the earth and to the soil and the sun. And she's transformed by a magical mindful moment. And that's what I hope to do for each of the children and the parents that read the story, is to transform their life by realizing their connectedness with all things and using a mindfulness to bring them back to the now moment.
I love the way you did it. As you said, it's a poem, and I'm just going to give a little bit of it. You say, and this is toward the end, "So dear Master Owl, I feel so happy now. It's a magical moment when you know how. The animals and trees are all part of me, and I've found a whole new family. Master Owl smiled and flew back to his tree where he sat and he breathed, just happy to be. It's good to take time just to stop and relax and mindfully breathe as we lie on our backs." Wow. Right now, I want everyone to do this. We'll all be much better off.
Just three little breaths is all it takes to bring you back to the present moment, Kate.
Yeah, that's it. So well done. And let's talk about the little drop of water. Tell us about that.
Okay. Well, I did geography at university, and it was the only subject I actually ever did good at school. And one of the things that fascinated me in geography is the water cycle, this sense that the water appears on a tree, on a top of a mountain, and it comes into a river, and then it eventually reaches the sea, and then through evaporation, it goes back up to the cloud, and round it goes again. You know, it's a closed loop. And when I had my awakening, I started to realize that we really do have eternal life. The spirit in us, that aspect of us that it animates our bodies, never dies. It never goes anywhere. And I was like, how can I explain that to children? How can I give them the comfort that there is something about them and their family and all their relatives and friends that never dies? And I was like, oh, yes, suddenly this idea popped into my head. What would it be like for a little drop of water that appears on the mountain one day and wonders what on earth all this is, and then meets other drops of water, and all the way down the river, all the way out towards the sea, he's wondering, and he asks his mum, what happens when we get to the sea? What happens? And she says, it's hard to explain, but you'll know when you get there. And then he has this magical moment, Kate, where the little drop reaches the sea, and he realizes that he was home, and he'd never left home. He was always water and part of something much larger than himself. And that's the bit that gets me a bit tearful when I read the story back, because that's the essence of us, too. It's our story. It's not just his.
Absolutely. And as I said, so it's interesting because you both of these books together, I think, are potent because of the lessons for children. And imagine you and I both had that awakening or nudge or whatever you want to call it. But imagine if we knew that as children, how different would it be if you were armed with this?
Well, I had a mum that wrote to me 2 weeks ago, and she'd read both the books. And on The Little Drop of Water, she said that it was so moved her 9-year-old daughter, Evie, that they then had a whole discussion about death because they'd had a death in the family. Their granny had died. So suddenly she's got the words and the metaphors to be able to have a discussion with her daughter, which ultimately was very positive for them, very healthy and very life reassuring for them. And it's something that, you know, Mr. Rogers, obviously famous in America, I've got into Mr. Rogers in the last year, and he was all about, as well, creating an opportunity to have a discussion about some of the difficult things in life, the things that we find hard to talk about. So what I'm particularly excited about with Little Drop is it gives families an opportunity to have those discussions, which I think is really important. And as Mr. Rogers would say, if you can talk about it, you can deal with it.
Boy, so true. So the illustrations are also such a big part, I think, of both of the books. Who did the illustrations?
Well, you know, it's a good story. I love the way the universe works, Kate. I was looking at a website which had hundreds of illustrators on it, trying to find somebody that I felt in resonance with. And I, after page, I kept coming back to one drawing by this lady called, she's actually from Shanghai. She lives in London, and she's called Baby Gua, but lets me call her Betty, which is a relief because I'm terrible at Cantonese. And so I emailed Betty and I said, Betty, I really like your drawings. Here's the story that I've written. Would you like to have a go at drawing it? So I waited a week. Betty wrote back and she said she cried when she got to the end of the story about the little drop of water reaching the ocean and realizing he was always home. And I just knew, I was like, right, the universe has found me the right illustrator. And then the creative process was even more amazing because I would give her a very rough idea of what I wanted on each page. And every page she sent back was spot on. I mean, it was like she was channeling a future book. Oh, it was amazing. So I love working with Betty because I hardly have to tell her anything. And she nailed Master Owl in the first drawing. I was like, that's it.
Yeah, and you're right, the universe answered the call. There's no question because they're powerful along with the words. You can pick them up on Amazon, The Little Drop of Water, Master Owl Meets Miss Bunny, Rob Holmes. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me on, Kate.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells, everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs, so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion dollar industry. Get your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now when you text the word NOW to 48542. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word NOW to 48542. Text NOW to 48542. And don't get left behind in 2021, where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word NOW to 48542.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Around in Author's Corner is Dr. Kate Pola Brooks. She's written a book called Sacred Relationships, Psychology for the Soul. Kate, thanks so much for coming on.
Well, thank you. I'm happy to be here.
What was the path that led you to this book? Why did you do this book?
Gosh, you know, honestly, I think it's a lifelong endeavor. I think I really started questioning things at about age four. By the time I was 12, I certainly had some wake-up moments where I saw the world around me in a different light than perhaps might normally be true for a 12-year-old. And so as I asked questions about who we are, why we're here, what we're doing here, what's the purpose, I started to think, well, everybody has those questions. Everybody, no matter what religious affiliation they have, no matter what cultural background, no matter where they live in the world, and I've been lucky enough to live on 1, 2, 3, 4 continents.
Wow.
The same questions are there. And so I said, well, let me start sort of documenting what I know. And it was about almost 10 years of writing and just sort of capturing all these thoughts and precepts and concepts and dogmas and theosophical understandings and whatever, and trying to explain them in a way that they made sense, that we were talking the same language. And if we could begin to do that and use words that meant the same thing to us, then we'd have some mapping of what we're configured of and where we're going and what this is all about. So that was a long story to tell you.
No. That is exactly your book, and that's a lot to tackle. You know, in the front of the book, it's so interesting you talk about we are the constant creation of our reality in relative relationship to ourself, one another, and our world. And I think because of technology, if we wanted to put some blame somewhere, or because of just being so dogged in our beliefs and digging in, we're seeing now more than ever, I think there is a lack of understanding and relationships. And if we looked at our family, our community, our culture, our society, our nation, and all around us, do you think that would make the vibration within people a little bit better?
Absolutely. I think that's the whole purpose. Give away the end of the book. It's all about love. But, it's like we can't get to that place of loving ourselves and loving our neighbor, so to speak, however distant that neighbor may now be. We can't get to that place and have right action within ourselves, within our communities, and in our world if we're not understanding what our purpose is and why we're here and how we function. So I've taken time to really look at all the levels of relationship and all the ways that our mind and our hearts work so that we begin to get an idea of, oh, yeah, that makes sense. I know that I'm reacting to this thing instead of responding to this thing. Because this is the way we're made. And now that I understand it, I can change that trajectory. I can make it what I want it to be, which really comes down to being able to access that loving capacity within ourselves.
Yeah, you know, a really big part of, and you laid this out so well, there is a flow to this, is one of the things that you talk about reality and belief, mental scripts. And you talk about the brain. How important is the brain and how we understand how we process things? Like you said, the reaction. How important is that to better understanding the people around you and yourself?
Right. Yeah, it's really, really critical. And I guess without getting too far into it, it's we have these patterns already laid down. Some of those we come in as an individualized human being with unfinished business, if you want to call it that, things that we have not rectified within our soul's journey. And then we have our life experience. We come into the family and the community and the place on the planet and the time frame, and we're subjected to many, many things. And so we begin to format our reality. And when we go to react to something, what we do is kind of go through the card catalog in our brain. And we go, what do I know about this already? And you go, ah, I know that men and women react this way to each other. Or I know that people who do these kinds of things are my enemy. Or I know. And it's all based on snippets of facts and snippets of our emotional reactions. And then we've got them in our catalog. So we go back and we access those. And then we go, now I know how to react that right now. So the brain is like this little computer, and we're just Googling in and saying, what do I know about this? And it pops up. Oh, you know this. Okay. And you start going ahead without real thought, mindfulness about what you're doing or why you're doing it. And it's all predicated on these old understandings that may or may not hold water now, may or not, and may not have been true even at the time, but there are emotional reactions and they're plugged right into the brain. So think of the brain like a computer and we're just accessing. It's not giving us, you know, right action. It's not telling us to be mindful. It's just giving us the facts of what we already know. So when we go to react to something, we often do react. We pull up those old thoughts and feelings and we react to somebody or something, and we don't really take the time, you know, that old count to 10.
Yeah.
And take the time to be mindful and think, wait a minute, is that an appropriate response? And therefore, people are running around just frenzied with emotion. and not really understanding why they feel the way they feel or their lives are going the way their lives are going, because they're caught in this maelstrom of emotional reactions.
Wow, I love the way you said that's a hashtag, emotional reactions, the maelstrom of emotional reactions and that frenzied feeling. And you can almost read it on people sometimes when wherever you are, you can sort of see that in somebody's eyes. And that goes along to one other thing that you talked about that really popped out at me, and it gets talked about a lot, but I love the way you laid it out. You talk about present emotions and past interpretations as a fear factor. And how you go through that, whether you're recognizing the exact fear or the what you're doing, the perspective, the well-being, fear plays a big part in all of this, doesn't it?
It does. It does. And we all have it. I mean, I think it's always important to say, I wrote this because I wanted to understand it, right?
Yeah.
So I have the same reactions and the same wiring, if you will, that every other human being on the planet has. So that's why I say we can start talking the same language, because we're all the same. But yeah, fear is kind of something that gets, I don't know whether it's sort of hardwired into our computer system, that brain, but, you know, it's our old reaction to life. You know, if the saber-toothed tiger is about to get you, you better have some fear, good, healthy fear, so that you get out from his direction, right? And so we still react to things very much from that plane of what we think about something, what our past experiences told us about something, and what we fear may happen, the great what if. So we fear from our past, and we fear for our future. And that pretty much binds us up a lot. We're very rarely in the here and now, which we hear about, that phrase being said, but we're very rarely there. We're thinking about what has just happened or what happened a long time ago, and we're worrying about what's going to come in the future. And so we're very seldom present and just, you know, standing in a state of love and acceptance and reality as just a now moment.
Did I
get to where you wanted me to go?
Yeah. I was going to say, I like that. You summed it all up. You really need this book, Sacred Relationship Psychology for the Soul. Just no question about it. Dr. Kate Pola Brooks, so, so good. And you've laid it out for us, why, and things that you would certainly get from the book, as we were able to go deep on a couple of things. And you really take us from A to Z, as I like to say. Thank you so much for coming on.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm thoroughly excited. And your audience for taking the time to listen to your program. And I've heard a little bit of your programs and how you really just cross a whole horizon of whatever seems to be needed for people's well-being. And I appreciate that.
Oh, thank you. And I hope I do. I always try to do that. So thanks for saying that. And pick up this book. It's so good. Pick it up on Amazon. And thanks to all of you for listening to this version of the show. As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.